Hello, beautiful people on this Thirsty Thursday. Welcome in to 104.5 The Zone. Buck Rising here with you till 1 o'clock. Lucas Panzeca making it all sound real smooth behind the scenes. We've had a fun show today. If you missed any of the show, go check it out. Buck Rising on 104.5 The Zone via podcast. If you want to hang out with us in studio, you can do so. Jump in on the live stream, 104.5 The Zone TV, Facebook Live, Periscope, Twitch, and YouTube. We are live and in person wherever it is. Even on your radio dial, on your Zone app, man, you can get this stuff wherever you need to get this stuff. And you need it right now because for all the time that we spent talking about the draft is rapidly approaching, and you know that the Zone is going to hook you up with the best draft coverage. Listen to 104.5 The Zone for the latest news and the best coverage of the NFL draft. 104.5 The Zone's draft coverage is sponsored by Two Rivers Ford. Two Rivers Ford, powered by Ford, driven by people. So, we've spent a lot of time. We're going to get into a conversation about backup quarterback. How much do you guys trust Logan Woodside? 17-game regular season schedule going to bring backup quarterbacks. I'm just for the sake of conversation, we'll just call them QB2. QB1 has always been the phrase, right? But now you need to know who your QB2 is going to be. How competent is he? It's hard enough to find 32 of these guys that can perform at an NFL level, but now with an expanded regular season, increased chance for injury, understanding what the state of offensive line play is in the NFL right now, you're going to need a quarterback behind your starting quarterback that you can rely upon. You're going to need a quarterback that is going to be able to run your offense to some degree. Now, here in Tennessee, it's a little different, right? You have Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry forever. Derrick Henry until the end of time. Derrick Henry 50 carries a game if you need to, right? But you saw how well or how not well the Derrick Henry experiment went early on when Marcus Mariota was his quarterback. Now, there were still some performances that Derrick had that were otherworldly, right? You can't put it all at the feet of Marcus and say it's because he didn't have a quarterback who teams feared. Although towards the end of the Marcus Mariota era tenure in 2019, they struggled. They struggled as an offense because defenses, did not fear the quarterback who was playing for the Tennessee Titans, so they could hyper-focus on Derrick. No more evident than that godforsaken Denver Broncos game, 16-0. It lives in my memory forever. It was the worst football game as I've ever seen played. Ryan Tannehill's first appearance after Marcus got benched. So we'll spend some time on that. I have a draft prospect who I would be very, very intrigued with the Titans taking, assuming that they're comfortable with what else is around their starting quarterback, because obviously you don't want to do what the Packers did to Aaron Rodgers. You don't want to have an all-star quarterback, an all-pro quarterback, an otherworldly player at the position, and then in the first round draft another quarterback. Dumb. Stupid. Aaron Rodgers should leave Green Bay and go be the host of Jeopardy for the end of time just because they drafted Jordan Love and not somebody that could help him.
Now, I know hindsight is 20/20, but all the opinions that came out about that pick at the time all hold up now. When you look at the impact Jordan Love had on that team all season and the impact they could have used from a playmaker to put them over the top.
What impact? Find me the impact.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
The lack thereof.
Yeah, it's why. Like, it's a tough spot like the Falcons, right? Now, Matt Ryan is different than Aaron Rodgers. But the Falcons, organically, have the ability to get one of the top quarterbacks at 4. There's 5 of them who we are largely, by consensus, regarding as first-round picks.
But it's a totally different conversation because they are not in a Super Bowl window whatsoever, the Atlanta Falcons. Or at least that's very hard to argue.
I mean, they're in the same division as the defending Super Bowl champions. The Saints still have a nasty defense that can make Matt Ryan miserable, and Matt Ryan still can't move. So Super Bowl windows are one thing, but like you look at this and you say, I don't think Dean Pease is going down there just to screw around. Like they have pieces. They have, and the Falcons have always had they've always had a good roster. Now injuries have damned them, and the curse of 28-3 has seemed to hover over them like the plague. But the Falcons are in one of these positions where you look at top needs, and we'll get into this quarterback situation here in just a second. But mostly, I want to talk about something that J. Martin Ramon, or rather Rhett Bryan and Ramon Foster, brought up as I was walking in. Because much like Lucas, who sits in the green room and just lobs sports things at my face while I'm trying to prep for the radio show. It's okay, bud. I still love you. Ramon Foster and Rhett Bryan, who was in for Jason Martin. Hope that Jason and his family, his new family, are doing well. They were, I was in the green room. I was enjoying a muffin because we had breakfast provided to us this morning. Thank you,
Ethan Roast.
Thank you very much, Ethan Roast. My waistline does not thank you because I went for a 30-minute run this morning, then immediately came in here and shoveled a blueberry muffin into my face.
I thought you had took the breakfast burrito.
Well, I'd also had a breakfast.
You had both. Transparency on this show.
It's fine. Accountability. It's what we demand. But I'm walking, I'm getting ready to walk into the Zone Studios from the green room. Not a far walk. It's about 10 steps. And immediately when Rhett Bryan and Ramon Foster open the door to the green room, they start hammering me with what defines a serial killer. What? What do they do for 4 hours in the morning that the conversation is about mac and cheese and serial killer tendencies? So I'm having to discern while I'm trying to figure out, you know, different draft models, to use John Robinson's term, different manipulations of the NFL draft, different scenarios that make sense for the Tennessee Titans. I'm getting peppered with serial killer tendencies by Rhett Bryan and Ramon Foster. And then I walk into the Zone Studios, and I think that most people can see, well, they can now see, what is behind me. What used to be behind me is the casting couch. The casting couch that we have now moved out from behind me to behind Dawn Davenport, to her chagrin. But what is behind me, and I will scoot slightly to the side for those of you watching on 104.5 The Zone TV, is a giant stain that was living under this couch. And I would like to know, based on the serial killer conversation, if somebody was murdered in this studio, because that looks like somebody bled out on the floor behind me.
It's funny because you can't really see the stain on the stream. You just see the giant Coach Mack with the mask on.
You can't see the stain?
I can't see it on my screen.
Did I go to the wrong direction? Let me rotate. Theater of the mind, we're not just doing a radio show now. Can you see the stain? The stain is there. Somebody died in here. What is going on? Not only do I have to fight against the casting couch, but I now have somebody who's bled out behind me.
Oh, I see it.
How can you not? It's giant. So I want to know where this conversation has devolved from. Did Rhett Bryan and Ramon Foster murder somebody in the studio this morning? Because I'm not sure what that stain is, but it could be coffee, but it could also be human blood.
You were just teeing it up, moving. Now, if I move to my side here and Coach Mack comes out to the forefront and then a giant stain.
That's what I'm saying. Like now people can see. Now people can see. So my war against the casting couch has already begun. My war against these blinds is underway. And now I'm leading a war on this this blood spatter.
Maybe that's why the casting couch was there.
Oh, so that's the solution? Instead of cleaning the stain, just put a couch over it? What is going on?
It's like another version of flipping the pillow on a couch at home.
Yeah, except on
everybody's done it.
No.
Oh, come on. You've never just flipped the pillow.
I have a maid service that comes to my house every Friday, so I don't have to worry about this. A cleaning service.
Well, us peasants just flip the cushion.
I don't like mess, all right? And I don't like pleather couches and
I don't like messes either. That's why I clean.
Well, you know, I don't have time to clean.
I don't have time to clean.
So I pay somebody to clean for me. And they do a much better job than I would. Get some Luminol, says Pook Air. Absolutely not. Are you kidding me? Luminol. It's like coming in here with a black light. No thank you. 615-737-1045. That's how you jump in on the conversation. Now, I've told you, Jack Thies is very upset with me because I teased a quarterback that I think the Titans should draft, or that I would be comfortable with the Titans drafting, and not as a sixth or seventh round throwaway pick. He played in the SEC. I'll tell you who that player is coming up next. I'm Buck Rising, and this is 104.5 The Zone. Fun show today. This means that we are by the time that we sign off today, by the way, Buck Rising with you for another, what, 14 minutes? Less than that. Before Blaine and Mickey take over. Means we, by the time we sign off today, we will officially be less than a week away from the NFL draft. Or at least the show that we'll be doing on the day of the NFL draft. Very exciting stuff. By the way, 104.5 The Zone's NFL draft coverage, sponsored by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price? Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. You know, it's a shame. It's a bad job out of us, I think, Lucas, because people are fired up, at least on social media, about the Warren Moon, A.J. Brown situation, about Derrick Henry wearing two or not wearing two, wearing 22, with all the NFL rule changes that will allow flexibility for single-digit numbers for running backs, wide receivers, linebackers, corners, and the like.
Yeah, hopes and memes said on Twitch. I know Rob Baronis' number hasn't been retired, but it would still feel weird.
Yeah.
That's true. Nobody's worn two that I know of since Rob Baronis.
And I think Brett Kern would be pissed. Like, that would probably bother him. So you don't want to do that.
Did you see the gif on Twitter of the Andre the Giant, you know, doing the no, don't?
No.
Of kickers and players coming after their numbers?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Maybe I won't explain the gif on the air.
That's it. You should. This is a problem.
Like, swing and a miss.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, keep swinging. That's all right. I would prefer you come to the microphone with great confidence and then me shoot you down.
But it's true. Kickers, they're coming for your numbers, kickers.
Yeah.
Protect your numbers.
It's the only thing that kickers had. It's the only thing that they could hold dear. Single digits. Now no more. I hate it. I want it to go away. It's not going to. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to piss me off. I'm going to be sitting in the press box at Nissan Stadium. I'm going to be cursing, you know, somebody for wearing 40. If I see a wide receiver wearing a 40, like a 40 or a 44 or something like that, I'm legitimately going to be upset.
Yeah, you got to be clever about it. I think like a defense or an edge rusher wearing number 1 coming down on quarterbacks is cool. Like Derek Barnett wearing number 9 at Tennessee, breaking Reggie White's sack record was cool.
All right, relax, Homer. It really bothers Lucas when I do that to him. Oh, it's like when, you know, we were talking, we had Tony Vitello, Lucas, head coach of Vols baseball on Monday. And we were talking about it the weekend before, or the week before, said, you know, it'd be cool to have Tony on, right? And I said, well, yeah, if they win. Then they ended up losing two of the three games that they played against Vandy. And Lucas said to me, well, Tony V will do it even if they lose because he has stones of steel.
I lean into it sometimes, but I should.
Homer. Homer.
I'm no Homer. I'm no Homer.
Yeah, okay. All right, what are the polls?
I will eviscerate the University of Tennessee. Never forget that.
Yeah, well, that's because you're that hatred, that evisceration comes from a place of disappointment because you're a fan. It's all right. We need the voice of the fan around here. I can't do it.
Are the Preds vibing, yes or no? 56% say no, 44% say yes.
Oh, by the way, Jeremy Mackle has tweeted, and Sam Sloman wore two.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, the thick kicker.
Wow.
Two Cs. Thank you, Jeremy,
wow. Forgot about
that. Literally the last kicker to
win.
Okay, so. The last kicker to kick a field goal in the regular season for the Titans. All right, what was the Preds thing again?
Are the Preds vibing? 56% say no. I'd love to talk to the 44% that say they're still vibing.
I want a piece of their social media, people. I really, really do.
We've probably seen the end of it by now.
Surely not. They blew a 4-1 lead last night. What did the tweet say? Can you look up the tweet for me really quick? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
The Preds tweet?
Yeah, go. Can you find for me the Preds final score tweet? Because they ended up having a tweet deleted. They tweeted out, like, you know, the moment of the game or the play of the game or something like that. And the way that they phrased it was...
They said, not a vibe.
Not a vibe. After blowing a 4-1 lead. No, I don't think they're done with it yet, which pisses me off. Like, people think I root against the Preds. No, I just hate how corny their Twitter is.
What position do you most want the Titans to draft at 22? Over 400 votes on this one. 41%, the majority say wide receiver. 37% say corner, 16% say defensive line or edge, and only 6% say offensive tackle.
Nobody wants anything, so of course it's going to be an offensive tackle.
But wide receiver takes the majority here.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get married to it, okay?
More time that's gone by, the more I've gone away from take a receiver at 22, just because of the value you're going to find in day two and three.
You know who else probably is too? John Robinson.
How comfortable are you with Titans backup quarterback Logan Woodside? Over 300 votes, 49% are uncertain, 38% say they need a new one, and 13% are comfortable.
I think they're pretty comfortable. Like, I don't know what the justification, like, I can't say outside of preseason sample size that they are justified in being comfortable with Logan Woodside as their backup quarterback. Now, I'm not saying that they're done at quarterback. They'll bring in somebody, whether it's an undrafted guy, whether it's a sixth or seventh round pick, like you guys. What was the name of the quarterback from Hawaii? Cole McDonald, that everybody was obsessed with, yeah. And that he didn't even make it to training camp.
I think too often those sixth, seventh round flyers on quarterbacks, you know,
the Patriots do it. Take a quarterback every year.
Like Luke Falk, Cole McDonald.
Luke Falk, his last name still scares me.
What number do you want Derrick Henry to wear? 22 or 2? 76% say 22.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't cheapen what he's done. Because obviously he is an NFL record holder, a back-to-back rushing champion. Only 8 players have achieved 2,000 or more yards in NFL history. So it doesn't cheapen what Derrick Henry's done. That just the single-digit thing cheapens it for me. I don't know why I'm obsessed with it. It's the only old man sports take that I have.
Puka does say whatever makes him happy. It's a good point by Puka.
What, Derrick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but we don't care about that.
Come on. Last one today. How pissed will you be if the Titans draft an offensive tackle at number 22? Pissed or pissed? 70% say pissed. 30% say pissed.
Yeah. our buddy Josh Griffin tweeted me and said, that seems like you're missing a little bit of nuance here. What if I'm only slightly pissed? It applies. People are going to be pissed.
Who's the reply saying, hey, both answers here say pissed. Did you mean to do that?
Oh, my God. That's why I got to log off. I can't do it anymore.
Got like 40 replies. People will be pissed.
People would be pissed. Right, yeah, the one guy that tweets in here and says, yeah, both the responses are the same. Did you do that on purpose?
Buck, I don't know if you know this, but...
I mean, meanwhile, Dara's in Florida sending me bikini pictures on Snapchat while we're in the middle of doing a radio show. I got people wondering if I got it wrong on Twitter. I got to log off for the day. I need to get on a plane. One more show to do. One less day that we have to talk about mock drafts, potential situations. But you know who's going to talk more about it? Coming up next, it's Blaine and Mickey right here on 104.5 The Zone.